change it so fast? Possible. But, you know, if the rubber began to scratch a question today, whether this is a good idea or not a good idea, hard for me to say. So there's no Riley who would say it's a good idea. But I think it's a legend sense. I'm not saying well, the rub today would say it's different. I can't, it's not for me to make a statement. But I don't like it when people make statements in all different directions. For example, one person got up a few days ago and was talking about a whole not a good idea. Hard for me to say. So there's no Riley who would say it's a good idea. But I think it's an alleged sense. I'm not saying the rub today would say it's different. I can't, it's not for me to make a statement. But I don't like it when people make statements in all different directions. For example, one person got up a few days ago and was talking about a whole story, that says that he is convinced that the rub would say that it's okay to march in the Israeli parade, even though they're going to invite the gays and the lesbians to march in the, if they were invited to march in their own banner with the whole system. How does he know? Well, they had a two-step, a character. This is happening then, this is happening then, this is happening then. The mailer, such. I don't believe it. And I don't like the whole approach of saying, you know, I know what the rabbi would say. Many rabbis do that, and but it all depends who they are. If the Talmidim who possibly learned by the Rav for so many years and so much in the Halakha Shir, in the Gemara Shir, and they really, you know, fully comprehended the Rav's way of thinking, then they make such a statement, I can hear it. I may not be convinced by it, but I can hear it. But there are many rabbis who are not such great Talmidim. I mean, I don't want to be disparaging anyway. Who are not such great Talmidim, someone never learned by the Rav or learned by the Rav. Officially, they weren't really the top of the class, quote unquote. In their time, I'm talking about an answer. They weren't the greatest slum donors. And then, if they speak to the Rav a little bit, they say, oh, the Rav said this, meant this, and he would have meant this, and would have said this. Similar tactics have been used by certain individuals for the women's field, the women's trade group. The Rav waved with his hand. He waved his hand, that means that he approved it. The wrong man was. I mean, again, I'm thinking from my perspective. I guess when he waved his hand, he meant, this is something which I really don't, I'm not really in favor of. I believe his nephew, Rabbi Meiselman, says that was not in favor of it. He's someone who should have known. He was close with the wrong many years. Rabbi Twerk, he said he wasn't in favor of his son-in-law. And he was close to the wrong more than anybody else. These people I believe. A guy got the rubber in his apartment when the rubber's already 80 years old. Shva. And it was gray in my cup and it was high up in the shit and saying, well, it's a mutter, and they were able to stand. They meant it wasn't your husband, your arm, or it wasn't like establishing a shul with mixed Jews, and it wasn't like having dialogue with the Pope. I agree. The rubber's hesitant to use words, you know, categorical words. Someone said to me, if the Rav said he shouldn't do it, but it's not up. Not up? So my response to the time was, the Rav would say, if you don't wear tefillin on the gate, it's because they're both not up. It's to me, it's the lie. The Rav has to be very categorical. The lie, the courage, the fear, the disaster. And if it fell short of that threshold, whether he used the word up, didn't mean that he encouraged it, didn't mean that he wanted it. So one of the rabbis said, yes, the Rav told me that I shouldn't do it. I didn't have the chutzpah to do it, and the Rav said it's okay. The response was, I know that in the circumstances of today, the Rav would have said that it's all right. If the person was not by the Rav for 10 years, and was the best guy in the Shia, and then, okay, I hear. He was in 10 years, he was the best in the Shia, he was shvach in the Shia this time. Did he know? But then you might argue, let the Rav come out when the Rav still was with us, and come out and further spin, yeah, he's wrong, he's misinterpreting my views. The Rav was not from the Makish. You know, anything he said in his name, he just let things rise. And his uncle, the Brit Rebbe, said, if I have to spend my time, these matches was ever said in my name, that's all I would do all day. I don't have anything else. He was very, let things go. People thought that, oh, that's a different thing for different people. We're talking about 2,000 of his mouth. What is this? This man is honest. It's not true. He was very mad at that. He felt that, you know, he had a certain preference. It should or should not be done. He expressed that clearly to the Jews before Robert. And there were those who would then chep him. But why not this? What's wrong with this? Why not this? And if he didn't think it was a matter of cardinal principle, then he waved his hand. He said, oh, okay. And they would make a whole tire out of it. The Rav supports, the Rav did, the Rav endorses. Many gedolim, it is that way. Others are so categorical. Everything's up to Munster, up to Munster. You know. Some of the Rav's comedians feel that when you're involved in certain, certain protections of the Torah, you have to use more stronger terms than the Rav himself would use. The Rav didn't have to use them, or didn't want to use them. The reasons that they're done with his own person were not the same as he was. He used a certain term, which he perhaps didn't use, doesn't mean he's opposed to that term. He was, his vocabulary was different. Just knowing how he said things. And speaking to a large audience, doing a different tone and using different words. I, for one, love using the same word. No cash. I mentioned to you just recently that the Rav spoke about the Tavla Mesa of Amalek. Ron Tsubas. Tsubas Ayin Hey. We're going to get to this shit next week. Discuss what it means exactly. We're going to discuss the Tsubas Beit HaLevi. This shit next week we'll discuss. And true for Moshe Feinstein. All these people close to the Rav. The mayor was talking about the mayor's words. When you live so long, your peers are no longer around when you depart from the service. He's saying that as the rough contemporaries, or older contemporaries, let's say, been alive when he was nifter, let the Louis be nifter before them, he has no doubt that there would have been a different kind of outpouring, a different kind of relationship. Most people like Rabutner, who was slightly younger than he, or Meister, and the Baron, who was a bit older than he. Rav Shneer, whenever he met me, Rav Shneer's father always asked me, how was the Rav, and not the Rav, and he was always asking this and that, and how was he feeling, and I was always talking about it. I had a connection to Rav Shneer because my family, Willie, was a Lakewood family. It was a Hotel Willie in Lakewood, 1940. My late, great uncle. Yes, my middle name is Yitzchak, same as to him. From Yitzchak Willie had a hotel, and when the Baron moved in with Mr. Lakewood, he was very close to that. But after he said, what do you learn? Oh, yeah. And then afterwards, he remembered it the next time. What's not the Rav Yosef? What's not the Rav? What's not the, how's he feeling? How's he feeling? What's he doing? What's he saying? She on? All the time. I thought it was better. But Yosef, not a Kodesh, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. They don't know how the Rav worked hard for all Torah recorders, including their own. Because he felt a kinship with these people. How he drove his back to Shinnik at Moy. The Baron Kudler, true. He had great their affairs for Baron Kudler. And Torah Masorah. Who was the president of Torah Masorah for 40 years? You know who he was? You don't even know anymore. I think Torah Masorah now is a quote, right-wing institution. Who was the president, I believe, for 40 years, without exaggeration, I'm not mistaken, I got to, maybe 30, I don't want to exaggerate, it was 30-something years. The president was a man named Mr. Fewerty from Boston. Stan Fewerty. I don't know some of his children, grandchildren, I know you don't even know what's going on with these guys. His grandson was the one who ran the whole Levi in Boston. His other grandson was in Vancouver on the road. Son was president of the OU, Mr. Moses, for many years. The president was a stamp to it. Why? How did he get the man from Boston to be president of Congress over all those years? You know how? We know how. He was the rubber man by the bus. And he insisted on it. That was a realignment, quote unquote. So all of a sudden, that which they applauded. I got all the majors. I grew up. When I got all the majors when I was in elementary school, I remember all the department publications. Who were the heroes of Olamena in 1950? I'll tell you what it was. I read it myself. I remember my own eyes, my own ears. The hero was, yeah, sir, this guy, he did. This guy, he went to college, and he learned at the same time, and maybe he got smicha, and he was a business student. That was the hero. Today? Well, you don't know what you're talking about. You're all by your mother. The world changed. They don't know Yosef. They don't know if Yosef Be'er was the one. So without him, they wouldn't be able to return the story. What would have happened? Who was founded by other people, by the way? Love is themselves. Other people were involved. That's true. Without taking credit, anybody else has to show them. Chas v'chalila. The rabbi was a Yosef. Chalila, say that. He was a partner, and he went along, and he helped out. Without his help, we know those balabatim, the American balabatim, who couldn't understand, couldn't relate directly to Rabbi. Rabbi had five balabatim. Flying, communion, there must be a few Yechide Sgula who can understand his greatness. The Rav is Maturgaman. He explained who Rabbi was to the American Balabas of the time. He said he was. It's a fact. It's not a revisionist history. Rav doesn't exist. Rav Moshe. Who helped that Rav Moshe all the time? Someone told after the Shalom the story. It's true. But when Rav Moshe came off the boat, the Rav was there. I was sure the only one was there. I don't know, I got to put them in these new stories. But because Robert was related to Rabbi Moshe, he wasn't son. I thought, but he helped him out all the years. All the years the Rabbi helped him out. But anyway, he could. You know, different ways they had connections. They were shaykhs all the time. Chaim Berlin. Rabbi Butner was close to him in the water yet. Don't be spoken. He was Rabbi's teacher. And from what I understand, again, that's what they were. They had dedicated the building in Chaim Berlin. Who spoke? The Rav spoke. When they, in this iron in my memory, you can't tell me no. When Rav Moshe Feinstein, the front of the Rav, was inducted as the president of the Agudas Rabbanim. Now, whatever you think of Agudas Rabbanim, what kind of organization, come, what it is, what it was, that's not the point right now. Who gave the Russian? Who could they pull up? Oh, was it ready then later? Was it ready? I have in mind. Must have been already. I'm not sure what before that. Who did he see? I don't remember now. Who did he see this? Herod the Rabbanim. Who was it? I'm trying to find. I can figure out the year if I know who passed away and who was mentioned to see this. Was there a 90? I don't think so. This must have taken place, I would say, I'm guessing now. I can't remember who we replaced or whatever. Maybe the person. Oh, King of Blazer Silver, maybe. King of Blazer Silver. Blazer Silver, the Rav was very, very close. Blazer Silver was the time of the Rav's second daughter. And it's tremendous. And it's Silver also. They gave each other the same face, by the way. The same face. They didn't know who he was. No one gave him that authority that he deserved, Blazer Silver. He was what he did for Yiddish and America. You know what he did? He helped everybody with everything. He did it all. He was just a hard worker. And so he wasn't a Rosh Hashiva, you know. So he was a Rav in a shul, and he didn't have exactly the eye to eye. He eye to eye every single thing. So it was an afterthought. From hanging off, and looking out, he also forgotten. Forgotten man. No, you love you. I believe after a later school was there, that Moshe would be king. But that was the next level, 68. I was around the yeshiva. The Rav went down to Manhattan, to the east side. The inductor of Moshe. You tell someone to say, I don't believe you. How good is that? I'm going to which was a right-wing place. That Yosher Bear came to give the... He was the one. He was the one to give... It wasn't Rabbi Yankov. It wasn't Rabbi Rudiman. It wasn't Rabbi Hutzner. Impossible. You're lying to me. And I'm telling you, that's who it was. Mamash, that's my seniors now. They all don't know the punishment for the other guests. They don't know what the Rav was. For them, Certainly for us, you should not force them. The others, it's not about Torah itself. You have to have a Torah itself with all those who help you out along the way. I have a Torah, I try to have a Torah itself with all those who help me along the way. I'm sure many of them are around Kutzer. I'm not even sure if I ever met a Brown Kutzer. I may have seen him when I was a high school boy. By the Levi I was. Never, that I remember. So if not for him, what we have in America today? See, what he did is incredible. He's the whole toilet with the yeshivas, it's him. Ramosha Feinstein, I told you, I knew him, I met him, I spoke to him. I went to his house once, and I lived in that bracha till this day. But aside from that one bracha, but Ramosha, he was passing Shayat and Shemitah. I've tied it to American Judaism. I was very much with Levi, and if any of you were there, it should have been 10 times as many people. Every American, every Orthodox Jew should have been there. Bar none. Everybody. They said there were 50,000 people there. There more than 50,000 Orthodox Jews. It's terrible. In Eretz Yisrael, had a 250,000 people who had Moshe Levi. They knew who had Moshe was. Where's the Rakhos at all? Where's our gratitude to those who came before? To the plate that's so grand. What they've done for us. Where? What's going on over here in this world? The Rav wouldn't have tolerated it. He knew what our Torah Kotov was. Any grit, that's part of the tradition. Someone did me a favor 50 years ago, 40 years ago, to do anything for us. And the Rav taught me a little bit that. A little bit. I'm only a little common. If someone helped me out, I try to directly or indirectly. I knew him, I didn't know him. I like him, I don't like him. I agree with him, I don't agree with him. Torah Kotov. Whatever we say in these weeks is insufficient to repent of our Torah Kotov. Impossible. This cheap? Impossible. If somebody was given to us the gift that is powerful, you can't imagine yourself without the influence of the Rav. I say the same thing. When I was the Talmud movement, who sat there, it's not just a matter of the Torah that I learned. This whole approach, this whole dynamism, this whole Abba Sator. What do we got? Abba Sator Emes. If you are Talmidim of the Rav, you have the same Torah Sator. Chas v'shalom be a dor chodesh asher lo yodas yod. All the Rav want us to do now, it's always a question if I answer, what does the Nifta want us to do? What do you want you to do? He wants you to share this Abba Sator. He wants you to concentrate on the learning. He would say, quit your accounting job and go become a Rosh Hashiva. He wouldn't say that. If you had an inclination, a desire to go into Melech HaKodesh as a robber or as a mechanic, he would encourage you. He would help you. He would advise you. He'd say to be strong and face adversity. If you had your eyes set a different kind of goal, you'd be tired of you, not something to wrap at you. So yes, go, and next year do a Kiddush Hashem Barabbin. I don't know if you've ever read The Lonely Man of Faith, Adam 1, with Adam 2, I'm not going to bucky in the whole thing. But one thing I remember is that he felt strong in the Chishua. Go out into the world, and be the Kaddish and Shema. Yes, he held that way. All those years with you, then I don't know what that. He held that way. But the Kaddish and Shalom, not Kaddish and Shalom. Be honest, be true, daven with Kavona, learn whatever you can, be honest in your learning, train your children to be Yirei Shemayim and Ohavei Torah. That's his legacy. That's a legacy that each and every one of you, Basher Hashem, can fulfill. Don't want you to say the Rebbe is a giant, and I'm a pygmy, and therefore I can't relate to it. No. You all can. You all must. the Krishna read it, the Sholma. Also, but they ma marda, imamar mas tiu, vein yechol li boil li daiti. And this, we, this way, we did, I think we did this on Wednesday, no? We have, this Ramah we did read. Dachmu va keshet kefal of suba. Aber wer sieht denn nicht gestern gibt die zu was ich kann schienen schon noch eine aber ach wenn ich so in Morena zu bin in der Zahl und das alleine das ist das die ich gibt die ich sag nothing right aber das ist nothing okay the fuck with the Russian now in what that balagash and the silver cloud with pizza below there are kayamin this is not capable we call boy the line is called like this the right he popped like the ramba the ramba she the boy is the line what happens is she loses the silver immediately and blow sack hayam that she gets, okay? Bein in a chutz she nitsa the bala to tie back with which calls the stone baza. Bein nitsa him a look. She loves to tie back with which calls the stone baza. Nitsa him a look. This din is the same. Whatever's around she gets. Whatever's not around she gets nothing. They have a tell she shabbat a plum. I feel the minna she barag leo. The tapa she barosh. 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 Now the interesting thing is, the Machaber quotes the Rambam, but he left out the punchline, the main portion in the Rambam, is missing, as we pointed this out already on Wednesday. The first box in Marius Olam, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, Kof and also Miyad, that's all I mentioned, that I made a mistake, that's only the Rambam, Rak La Rambam, below the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch left out the main punchline, that you do fear. That's why it wouldn't go. It's most possible against the Rambam, it's a Shashman Zerit. So that's why it wouldn't go. There's a whole discussion in Chazanish whether this Mechab is in fact Shver or not. He thinks he is Shver and on post and others say it's not Shver. We'll come to that a little bit later. Well, the fact that he split, he accepted the Ramah for everything except for the main punchline, is that Shver or not? So the Chazanish says it is Shver, and we'll see later it's not really the post himself, so it's not Shver. This is more than post, it's not Shver. Because he's splitting Pshad in Gemara, Manashah. We'll come to it a little bit later. We'll see what I will. I'm just giving you a preview. Okay. See what it says. By the way, is the Rambam right or not in terms of learning Pshat and Tfiyah? We mentioned earlier on Wednesday, we read the Rad, a whole series of new riots against the Rambam, but we never saw in Tosfos. So I looked at the Chiddushei Rashba, courtesy of Judah, about a different matter. We were looking about a different matter, as I told you, I resolved. We saw, I hope we saw it by now, right? It was a steer in the Rambam, we answered the steer. But there at Agad, I found a new Pshat Rambam. I never thought of him, I never knew, and I had no way of knowing. The question is, the Mishnah and Zion said only those unique cases is Kofin. In other cases, it's not Kofin. The pool should include more so life. We try to get out by saying, you know, Aloha Vina Baday, the Shkin, we had a whole terrace. The Rajah is his own terrace. When you look at the Pirush of Mishnah, it's all around us. In your bones. I looked it up. True. It says it there. Got $50 in the bank from that Mishnah. So I learned that Kofin means Kofin and you give it to him. And when they say don't, ain't coping, so we always understood it to mean ain't coping means you don't force them to divorce the wife. No, Mr. Rambam. You're forced to divorce the wife. Only one thing. You don't force to give it to them. But that's the point that that's kind of Rambam. I thought you said it's as iron dying. Old in those unique cases of Mukashvin, Baal Polifus, etc., you force the divorce plus the tzuba. But all the cases, you force the divorce without the tzuba. And more so that the push of the parent has to be a bucky and no Pirush of Mishnah at the Rambam in your office. What the Rashi did in that? Okay, that's his territory, better than the territory you gave on Wednesday. Just for your information, thanks to Jude, I found it. I never would have seen it otherwise. Because of his chus, I was able to look up and see the Rashi. Thanks, appreciate it. Okay, this is the psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and then the monetary dimension, as far as Moir Salai is concerned. Comes there, Amor, and says, the Yeshomim, the Ab, the Nifsitz on Barzel, Eina Notelis on the Masha Kopsa. Who's that? Look it up. Moisela. Who said so? The Nifsitz on Barzel are not heard, unless you grab. Not the Rambam. It's the Ramban, Rashbo, Rosh, Ramon. The fierce and forcing. All four say the same thing. So when it comes to Nifsitz on Barzel and Moisela, you look at the chart, they belong to him, unless she grabbed it. Okay, straightforward. Everyone got it straight? Straightforward. Posh it away. Now comes the mystery of mysteries. The Yeshanu in the Ramah, second day. Da filu nifsimalug, eina no telus alamashatopsa. not on the chart. Not on the chart. Yes, Omer, Tafilu Nisem Lug, Enen Otelet, Ela Masha Tosa. All the Mepharshim jump on the Rambam and say, what in the world are you talking about? What are you saying? Rambam made up a din out of the Tzibkai, which simply is wrong. The Grotha in Tzibkai says, Hu Tamua Ma'od, the Letha L'Kola Shittu. No one else away. None of the four Shittus hold. Well, he got the Ran. The Ran, the Ran is just dead wrong. So he said, leave out the Ran. So except for all the Ran, no one holds from this. The Ames looks at the name of the Benistic on Barzel in Sarah Pisa. Alright? Hold on. But where does this come from? No one says it. He quotes the Ralbach. But the Ralbach is Butler Daita, and they could call him the first one, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, Ritva, the Rivosh, the Rosh, the Tur, the Kola, the Onu, the Kola, the first one. A clear. The old Maya Filu, not Simulug. We're not feeling Simulug, but the Ramo says. Quoted this Ralbach that he quoted, only the Simulug piece of works. And if it's on Basel, the piece does not work. So it can't be the Ralbach. So it's nobody, you don't understand what's going on over here. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. This is the cash against the Rambam. That's one cash against the Rambam. Okay? The Rambam said this in a different look. Should have the din of Tom Basil as well. The what? That what belongs to her? My original chart, my own handwriting. Nichsei Malug and Moyas Alai should be Shalom. Oh my gosh. On the Ramban Ashbar Ramor, Rosh Ramor, instead of saying Shalom, I wrote Shalom. I'm not the guy named Shalom.
Both were there?
Both Ramban Ashbar and Rosh. We'll leave out Ramor. I'm just going to put a line there because Ramor is going to be the mystery. Moyas Alai. Nichsei Malug. It said Shalom twice. We should both be Shalom. Could be a misprint here in my original. For those, I'm talking about ages. You got the hay? Somehow I got lost in the shop.
In the second batch,
it's quite to the Ramban. How do we not notice
someone? Quite to the
Rosh. Right. Ramban, Rashbar, Rosh, all say that this is a Shalom. And instead of saying Sam of Dalish, you really should say, I wrote down here Nilma without Sam of Dalish. Not the Farish. It's an implication. But okay. That's the same, I guess. Anyway, but the Ramah is funny chat. The Ramah said what? What did Ramah say? The Ramah said, you see, we have to write over here, listen very carefully. Where it says in the column next to the last column, it says, see, if you go down on top, Morris Alive, the first box said Kenifi Tom Basel, that's the Ramah's opinion. Next thing should be Shalom. Hey, right, see it? The next one says Shalom. Draw a line right under the word Shalom. I'm going to write down in the bottom half of that box.
In the
Rosh Ramah. In the Rosh, well, the Rosh, that's the top is the Rosh. The bottom will be the Ramah.
Okay.
Ramah holds Kinifse Tzombarz. Ramah holds Kinifse Tzombarz, which means what? That's the second day in Ramah. Ramah Beis. Ramah 2, okay? Kinifsei Tzombarz, we just got through saying. What did he say over here? Tafil Nifsei Malug, Eino no Teles Elamasha Tafsa. That's exactly what it says. But Nifsei Tzombarz, it's only a bunch of Tafsa. The problem is that nobody says this. Nobody. is a kasha which nobody answers but me. I have an answer. Yeah? The Yesh Amin, but how can it Yesh Amin be? Yeah, but it has to make sense. Someone has to say it. Someone has to say it. You make up by the little guy. I have a teretz I thought of his own, or my own original teretz. I'm all excited about it. He'll tell you, if you shoot it down, I'm willing to accept it. No, my Talmidim. I'll tell you what my main teretz is based upon. Listen very carefully, Rabbi Sam. There exists a fundamental difference, Rabbi Sam, between Don Barzel and Malum. For example, take a look, just to see by way of example. Look in the very top, Bina Lamitzali, the second line across, Ramban Rashba. Notice what it says. It says, you know, that's classical. In 4 weeks to give the get, in 4 weeks to lose the ksuba. But the word ksuba includes what? The Mafsed is the Dalat Shabbos, instead of the ksuba. And then in the next thing, this is on Bible, that wide column there, it says, Mafsed is the Dalat Shabbos, Kiksuba. Why Kiksuba? Because it's written in the ksuba. We all know, you haven't been at weddings. The Dane is doing that not to be a whoa, blah, 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 blah. Tatakol, it's all written in the ksuba. So when it says in the Gemara you lose the ksuba, it's automatically you lose what? Come on, pay attention. What else do you lose? It's not bad. It's a post of a loom, up in the Mishnah, which you keep. Oh. Why am I giving you this background? Because if you may recall, Rav Osai, I want to remind you and ask you to look again one more time in this Ran. A very important Ran. To my mind, the Ran is the key. And before anything else, they're both like, oh. There's another problem there, Ramah. I'm going to answer the question with another question. Ramah left at the main line. What, this Ramah quiz in the Rambam, okay? Quiz in the Machab in the Rambam, in Moyas Alive. What did he leave out? He left out a three-letter Rosh Hashanah, which repeats no less than four times. What did he say? Exactly. Yud Beis Chodesh. This is the most biggest plea of all. The Ramah is calling the opinion of the Ramban, Rashba, and Rosh. All three of them say that in the case of Moyas Alai, that's how I'm shot in the Sugya of Samach Dal, you have to wait 12 months. Look in the Groches. This is the only Ma'am Makom. It's the Groches. He says, who she does the Rashba or Rosh? Abel Dvarav Shalamot Tmuim. Lohiski Yud Beis Kodesh Lashitasam. Hey, he left out the Yud Beis Kodesh. A plea atzuma. He left out Yud Beis Kodesh. How can that be? You're listening? Hello? You're listening? He left out Yud Beis Kodesh. How can he do such a thing? So to my mind, the only answer that's going to be is, only possible answer is, that the Ramah relied on the fact that he mentioned Yud Beis Kodesh much later. But, you know, as hard as it is to believe, I mean, I have no other choice, but he left it out. He mentioned Yud Beis Kodesh, you know, later on in Bina Le'Metzalel. But in terms of Moyas Alai, he doesn't mention Yud Beis Kodesh till way, 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 way later. Somewhere at the very end. Perhaps he's relying on that. I don't know. It's a mystery. It's a typo. I don't know. But obviously he meant Yud Beis Kodesh. That's clear. So that's just keep that in mind. All right? That's piece of information number one. That having been said, Rav Osai, I want to remind you of an ancient memory which we discussed. I think it was the week before last. I don't even think it was last week. Which is a Ran. Please open to the Ran. Something very interesting. I'm thinking this may be the key to the Ramah. It's an original Teretz, and I didn't say I'm going to forgive it. And if you want to plug it up, here's your chance. You shoot only at me. There's no one else you have to be afraid of. Anyone else said it besides me. Don't find it. The Ran is... 1 second. Where is the Ran? I'll tell you what he says, and you tell me where it is. We read it this year together. The Ran says that as far as Nifsei Malug is concerned, we should draw a distinction between the Mishnah and Rabbi Seinu. That according to the Mishnah, the din is such and such. With according to Rabbi Seinu, if you recall, Nekra ha'ishus le'alter. Nekra ha'nisu, where's that expression? Nekra ha'nisu in le'alter. Do you remember what I'm talking about? No one can find it? I remember, I just can't see right now where it is. Help me. Come on, it's a quiz show. Find it. Where did the Ram say that lotion? No, he's calling it Ramban. Together. Here it is. On Chavzayinam and Aleph. On Chavzayinam and Aleph, you may recall there's a whole chapter about the rift. What does it mean? Nimlochimbah. It says like this, what's a rival? On Chav Zayinam and Aleph, it says as follows. Rivals are pierced, the last wild line on top. To Nimlochimbah, the Maid Nichol Atzfei. What do you prefer, lady? Even Maid, it's not the Mastisim. Even Maid, the Kamarabo Sainazal. That she should say, Hayadasa Rivzal. Yep. The Chitema, O Maid, Imlochimbah, boy. The Haiti, Epshin, Lo Nichol Atzfei, the Mastisim. With the Rabbi Seinu. Rabbi Seinu knock her out in four weeks. In 4 weeks she's gone. Igalameima, no. The Rabbi Seinu came when she yotza bi arba shabroso shalach rozo. Here's the line I was looking for. Va'akri lehulin is doing miyad. Listen carefully, look inside. Masha yesh lo al habal hushim afsedes. Avon if say malog di daninu. Flavinu liyat labal. Avalamas nisin. Kevan di avinon skar labal b'chol shavua v'shavua. Who posik v'holet. Afilu al nif say malog shalom. What does that mean? You may recall the Ran and the Mishnah quoted a machlokas. The Rambam and the Ramban, the Bachas Magia. And the Ramban's opinion is that in the Mishnah you lose Nitzem Belug. But that changes when it comes to Rabbi Hussein. So this is how I came to that, to be honest with you. You know what bothered me about that? I had an interesting question. What is Rabbi Seinu? We'll go for the quick knockout, right? 4 weeks and out. Wait a minute. But after the Amoroi Machronim, on the Samach Dalam, I'll change it again. And what they say, how long does this go on, this marriage? We keep it for how long? Yud Beis Chodesh, a whole year. So it entered my mind, though, hey, wait a second. It's not a quick knockout anymore. You're keeping the marriage going for 12 months? That's not called upper limit of the suing miyad. So it entered my mind. What would the Ramban say after the 12 months as far as what's concerned? As far as Nifsei Malug. Maybe you should go back to what he said in the Mishnah. But the Ramban in the Mishnah says that what happens, come on. So what happens in Medina Mishnah? Sheba loses the Nifsei Malug while this whole long process is going on. So what occurred to me is, maybe the same exact thing should apply, not in the middle stage, which is the stage of Rabbi Seinu, when it's not going to be in the yad, when the Chazal, Amaron Achronim said that the wedding, the marriage is postponed, kept going for another 12 months, we should go back to what it said in the Mishnah. And what did it say in the Mishnah? What happened? Come on, wake up. What happened? You even lose the wife, the nitzim alone. That's my pshat in Ramo. Ramo holds that since we wait 12 months, well, again, he doesn't mention the 12 months, but the pshat means 12 months, that's for sure. Since we wait 12 months, so therefore, you go back to what the Ramban said in the Mishnah, that she loses even the nitzim alone. So when the Goyan asked, there's nobody in the world who said it, he's right. But we said it, Ramo said it. Because why? Because they didn't say it because they went back, because they didn't have Rabbo say it. They didn't have Rabbo say, no, you know, long as you lose the same look. But once the Amorim Akronim says that you keep the marriage going for 12 months, that's not called Akhalin and Sun Miyav. And if it's not called Akhalin and Sun Miyav, it's go back to the end of the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, Ramban held which way? And she even loses the Nifsei Malug. So therefore, perhaps we could say it's exactly the Pshat. She loses the Nifsei Malug, and that's when she grabs it. That's the same thing that the Sambaza. Exactly the same kind of a din. The Mishnah, that same kind of a din, according to the Ramban. What changed? What changed? The quick knockout, the Rabbi Oseinu. Right? But once we go back to the 12 months, then we should perhaps suggest, as Rambo suggested, we go back to the original din. And that's why she loses the Nifsei Malug, that she grabs it. That's what occurred to me. That's what occurred to me. The reason that this is done is because, after all, the original din of the Mishnah, there was a loss of that symbolism as well. And once you go back to the 12 months, then we say it's no longer a quick knockout, and you go back to the end of the Mishnah, in which case the symbolism is lost. That's what occurred to me. Just an original thought that I think would explain the Shittas Ramah and defend them from all those who attack him. The Goyim attacks them, the Beis Shmuel, the no one is an answer to the Ramah, except it's Ralbach. Which the reason. But the Rabbah is talking about the Afilu. Now, what I'm saying is, does the word Afilu fit in? Let's take a look. Yesham, that Afilu, Nitzay Malug, which really should be hers, as the Ramban says, ain't an hotel, it's Ellen Masha Tafsa. Why? Because since it's no longer a quick knockout, so we say that it go back to the end of the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, the Quran, the Shidat Ramban, is that the she loses the, you know, as the 12 months go on, she loses the, the Nifsei Malug. That's not exactly identical. In the case of the Mishnah, the gradual thing. But here, I guess 12 months. Some of the Nifsei Malug, I don't know if it was the Nifsei Malug, maybe it's referring to a case where by the time 12 months come out, all the Nifsei Malug would have been forfeit based on the formula of the original Mishnah. Perhaps something to do with that, since it's not no longer a quick knockout. So therefore we say that this kind of an erosion of the Nifsei Malug can take place. Can't really, from the original... Like the Ramban in the Mishnah, but not the Ramban himself. The Ramban himself apparently didn't say that. It's the Ramban... The Ramban said that once you have Rabbi Oseinu, once Rabbi Oseinu came along, you no longer come forth with the Nifsei Malug. Why not? But the Ramban explained, if you're okay, then he's suing the eye. So no one took the next logical step to get back to the original din, that the woman loses the Nifsei Malug, as the Ramban said in the Mishnah. That's what occurred to me. I think it's an original shot. Maybe it's just the correct shot in the Ramban. Maybe, I hope so. Otherwise, Ramban is a samshra. Of course, there is. Anyway, Akashi, you left on the Yud Beis Kodesh to plow, but that's not Akashi. It's nothing to do with me. That Akashi has to resolve by saying he must have relied on what he said later on. It was a typo or something. I don't know what about that. Of the second Yesh Omrim, tax credit. Okay, got it straight? The ball is only a result to give a new parrot to the Ramah. It's going to be the original. I'm saying, well, it's just a repair. Maybe it's wrong. But so far, if no one's brought me up yet, it will soon be right. Okay. This is the Ramah. Okay? Now, I mentioned before. You're not treating your husband properly.
Bummer.
You give it to her. You think you're not doing the right thing. You are required to go back to your husband. You're required to go back to your husband. That's the case of a woman who spites her husband. You got to tell her you must go back. As opposed to a case of a woman who says, Moshala, I can't stand it. She says the Chazanish, you don't tell her she has to go back. The local Lamaisa, marriage counsel all the time. You don't tell her she has to go back. It's a modern approach. You don't say, oh, come on, marriages are so sacrosanct and it's the foundation, it's the fundamental, and we don't believe in the divorce. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Let it be. Don't think she has to go back. Actually, had a caveat. We're referring to the case of Moshe life where she doesn't ask for any money. That's right, as we said before, the search. Ramos, if she has the money, she's no Marcella. She's a real venal lady. She really wants to cause the pain, take all the money. Kavachomo, if she wants money in court, which she's not entitled to, I'll be deterred. Then we tell her she's a bum mom. No matter what her supposed original motivation is. What? You never force her again. You will not try to persuade her to go back. Look, counter the Rav Zvi's Pashuk Shad is going on the previous case. What's the previous case? Lois Alai. Saw the Hemshech Advar. Goes on the Solid Minei Kor, on the Mor Talai. Who disagrees? The Rambam. Why? Says the Chazanish, the Rambam is Lashit Pasha. And the Rambam learns that by Mor Talai, you force him to divorce her. So she's considered an Anusa, not a fault. Says the Chazanish, if that's the case, the next word won't fit. Kasi the Razir, what's the next word after the word? No? Imrida. How can it be Imrida? Says the Chazanish. If it's going to the Rambam, she's an Anusa, you force him to divorce her. You can call her an Imrida. That's what he claims. Of course, the Chazanish is a little bit overstated because the Ran learns the same exact shot as the Rambam in the Sugya. Even though the Ran does not deny the fact that you forced the husband. So the Ran didn't like the word Imrida by Morris Lai, even without the idea of Fias Habal Agarish. Keep that in mind. That's going to be the Paris to the Shavanara. Yeah, okay. That's the Rosh and the Ramban, the Rosh Bowl answer. But the Ran and the Ramban didn't like it. Okay? And that was the fact that the Chazanish is the Ran of Nitzka Barayas. He didn't forget the Ran. Forget the Ran. The Ran is nobody. He knocks him off. He's a nobody. Oh, no. Only one thing is dropped off in the Ran. Namely, that a Moyes like. All the Ramban do with this kasha. The Ramban, the Rashbon, the Rosh, how they have this kasha closing, it's a question. It's not right to make a divorce immediately, and maybe they'll kiss and make up. Maybe they'll make up, give it a chance to make up. You never know. For this reason, the Ramban, the Rashbon, in the case of Mars, fly away 12 months, or that's not the word 12 months, we assume he meant 12 months. We could say, Rabotai, that nowadays a couple fights. What do you tell them? Perhaps, unfortunately, I'm a man of their experiences in my community. Rather having a fight. So if I was to say, don't rush the divorce. Wait 12 months. 12 months from when? 12 months from when? From when? When does the clock start to tick? 12 months from when? Who knows? Well, you be more specific about that. Oh, do you know later? What does it really mean? What does it mean? That's all. In the karma, she refused to live with him. In the karma, their last had relations, you have to wait 12 months before you start putting pressure here together. Until then, maybe there's still a chance we'll still make up. And I found a fascinating comparison, about comparative religion, comparative law, by Goyish law. I'm not kidding, I happened to discover this to a case out in the third. So what it means, let's take a look at the top code, the post. I will honor Mars by law and Kafina, La Pish, the Quintus, Lo Kafina and law, La Mo Tapto. We don't force her to stay with him. So hold on. So what did Rashi say? Ella Yitan get the yotza below suba. All that means is we allow him to divorce her immediately without a suba. Says the Chazon Ish, it's duffel. What means duffel? That just means low kaifina and low. Low kaifina means that we don't force her to go back by enabling the husband to divorce without a ksuba. That doesn't fit so great with the words. He claims that that's where the Rambam got his stuff from. It means kofen oso. Kofen oso. Take a look at the kofen, smash it away. The Yesh Mepharshim, the kofen oso lahosi. That's the Rashbam and the Rambam. They didn't like the first of the Pirish Rashi. They thought it was the doka. What do you mean, lo kaifinu means that you just give me the opportunity to divorce her without the tzuba, so take advantage of the freebie. It's a bit of a doka. So the Rambam learns based on that, the Rashbam, that you force him. Lo kaifinu lo means you don't force her, but implying that you would in fact force him. This is a quote by Rabbi Avadja. The Bach seems to say that we may not accept the 12 months thing nowadays. And that may, the bottom line may change it before we finish. But so far, based on what we said, you should wait 12 months before you put pressure on the husband, with our caucus, whatever we may discuss earlier, or the shul, whatever, all kind of stuff. You should wait 12 months before you go into the Solonic show. The passions of the Gemara. Kids to the Chazon Ish's passion, not so severe at all. Yeah. His problem was the linchpin of the Rambam Shita was, he claimed, the fact that he forced the man to divorce her in the case of Mori Sovai. Once you assume that, you can't use the expression of what? Come on. Of Imrida by Mori Sovai. You can't explain that he keep 12 months of salvation by Mori Sovai. That forced the Rambam to interpret the entire rest of the Sugya by being a Mitzvah. Why? She's that new stuff, but she's totally blameless. How can you call her a moreh? How can you? She's a bum. You assume the average woman is boss lie, he's a bum. If he's a bum, why should she be starved out for 12 months? Why should we call her a moreh? She's a new stuff, not a fool. That's the fourth time that they learned the whole Hemshech HaTzugya by being in the Tanakh. The Poshet Shat then, Chazon Ish, that refers to what? What came right before, which is Mori Sovai. Of course, these Chazon Ish himself conceived and offered the Tosfos against him. Because Tosfos denies Kviyal HaGet, and they still have shot like the Rambam and the Rav. So that's the Mechavel, though. The whole Kasha, the Kusha made Karolet. What would the Rambam have to do with this Kasha? If in fact it's a friend of Mori Sovai, why keep him all wild up for 12 months? So maybe they'll make up. It's not nice that she's in this direction, but it's katak, lush to the magnificent, right? But this is the issue. Let's just have one interesting point of it, what as far as peace is concerned. Yeah. So therefore what? We don't have to live with him. We don't tell her to touch him. We don't give the get right away, because maybe they'll see, you know, living alone after 11 months of being alone without a husband, you know, it's better off with him. As it say, he told the oz me oto. El kav yashuva al bali harishon. Maybe after 11 months of loneliness, he'll feel, hey, maybe it's better to go back to him with all of his mishagat, with all of his niyaskai. I should still go back, right? We give it a year, and then we say, okay, let's do it, you know, let's just do it again. That's what the Ramban and Rashi call it. My tongue is to come to that a little bit later on. Whatever she makes from now on, all that matters belongs to him. She's the supporter of him. That's shot one of Chazanish. Shot two I found is Mechana to Rashbo. Lokai, I'm not talking about words that the rabbi speaks about privately in his study. That's one thing. Now, public words, Machriz and Dalat Shabbos to the Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash, that applies only to Bina Matana and not to Moi Salai. He's Mechana to the Rashbo. Because he's a groin, a nifla. On his own, he's Mechana to your Rashbo. He's got to thank him again for it. So he's called him Mamash. That's what Rashbo says. First is Musa is very private in what we do, how we relate to it. Second is in terms of the public posture, in terms of Hakwaza, the base of Knesset, who relates, Hamedrish. According to the Rambam, we can learn Pshat, that Lopak Tino, she doesn't lose her flow, Stea Kayamit. You look at the chart. Being that she loses the law of Sarah Kayamin, and unless she grabs it, whereas in Noah, she does not. That could be how the Rambam learns Pshat. And according to the Ramban, we just said a difference is between one and the other. The Ramban says, I've already read it in the Mishnah, loses what? The Mishnah, he's in a Mishnah, loses this same look, as we pointed out before, by Morris Arai. He doesn't lose Mishnah Malud. But here's another interesting point that, you see, we should point out, and here's the key, that according to the Ramban, although it's seven confidence in the second line across, the next to the last box, Shalom, right? But we should put add a box over there. Add however, the Ramban, the Hamishnah, Shalom. She ultimately she loses it. We have three words. And in the line of Ramban Rashba, this same alone, the Ramban says, Leha Mishnah, when he calls it into the Mishnah itself, it's Shalom. This is also Rabbi Hussein. The Mishnah is only a distant memory. But don't forget, we can still be referring to the Dinah Mishnah. The Chazan points out the Dinah Mishnah, Shalom. That's why I pointed out at the very end, that the link between that Ramban on top and the Ramah on the bottom. And that's the Ramah on the bottom, this is going back to Yud Beis Kodesh, and go back to the throwback to the division. That's the also, of course, the add to the chart. Right, so what we did was we really added two Ha'oras and the next to the last column down. Let's take a look. All right? In the text here. Wow, you just found out who the new SOI vice president is. Ooh, I found out in shul, there was an announcement made. We want a special discount for us for the swap sale. We're real with the alias. Nice. You got it. Ooh, wow. Wow. Texture. Anyway. The Chazanish claims that it's not so posh that the Ran is right. There are those who disagree with the Ran. And maybe if she grabs money, we should say, look, she grabbed it. Keep it because she's, you know, most men have a of a right. That's the question. Let's now look in the Beit Shmuel, end of Siv Kutten, Chet. He says that the only time he sees the work is when the woman grabs it herself. You can't make a shliach. You can't make a shliach. Only the wife has to grab it by herself. No one else in the world. Now, if the cotton pad, he comes up with a very important difference. This is critical. Whenever a marriage takes up, there's fights about the property. Every single time. Progress. I'm not talking about millionaires. Stop the household stuff. What's the thing, Tommy? Tip cut and pass, you force the husband. So the Ram didn't like the word imrida by Morris, like, even without the idea of fias habal agarish. Keep that in mind. That's going to be the parents of the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, okay. That's what the Ram, that's the Rush, and that's the Rush, and the Rambam, the Rush, will answer. But the Ram and the Rambam didn't like it. Okay? And that was the fact that the Chazanish, the Ram is Nitzcha Barayas, forget the Ram. Forget the Ram. The Ram is nobody. He knocks him off. He's a nobody. Oh, no. Only one thing is dropped off in the Ram. Namely, that a Moyer Shalai doesn't lose a Tzuba. But that's a knockoff for many Rayas. But that's a shot to the Gemara. It's not knocked off for any Rayas. The Ram holds the same way. So that's why another shot there in Chazanish says. What do you mean? That the blow fell out of she loses, right? Unless she grabs it. That's what it says over here in the Gemara. How can you say that's the shot by Moyes Olai? Why should he work in the Ma'enet? Why? And she gets starved out for 12 months? Why should she not lose her? That's what forced the Rambam to learn shot in the Gemara at the very end to cost the rest of it to refer to what? Dinalei Matanalei. He said the only thing which forced it is the Rambam held that a Moyes Olai is absolutely blameless, for Arai, you force her to divorce her. Only that is forced. What's the point? If that's the case, Chazanish says it's Mechaber to play a plea. Since the Mechaber doesn't say you force the wife, the husband to divorce the wife, he didn't have this, we call it in Hebrew, this heckler, this heckler, which forced, which pinched the Rambam, and forced him to learn Shat to see the cost of the Ravid by being a little bit child as opposed to boys, so the simple child in the Hemshah Hasuja. What forced him? Only which forced him is the fact that he held that by Moyes Olai, you forced the husband to divorce her. So therefore none of the expressions of Merida wouldn't work. And the din of 12 months of starvation wouldn't work. And all this, and losing the belongings, Kayama wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work logically if she's a total anusa and he's being forced to divorce her. That would compel the Rambam to learn Shat and Sugya as referring to a case of Dina Mitzvah. In fact, the Chazanishna, the Mechaber, and it's caught in the middle. The Mechaber denies the linchpin of the Rambam Shita, which is that by Moyes Olai you force the divorce. Force the divorce. What is deny the linchpin of the Rambam Shita? You have no right to quote all the Shirayim of the Rambam. But the whole Sugya is referring to a case of what? Of Dina Mitzvah. That's the Chazanishna's Kasha against the Mechaber. But then you can see there's an offer of Tosis against him. Take a look at Tosis, the end of the Inu, they have to see. The end of the Inu. Tosis says as follows. Listen carefully. Tosis says, on the first wide line, Samachil and Mosaic, Umiu maskona v'shmaiti v'mashina lo tresi yakishat agita. The lesson of the Zoni, what's it going on? I'm already starting to pray. And he gives a reason. So came in the Shnei Chafetz of the Gerishim, Kemoshe Nefarish, Lama Nasha also, Mrs. Garish, what if it's 12 months? El Amoredes Ochokoi. The Tosis the Furish against the Chazanish, the Furish black and white against him. He says what? In front of the Inalei and Tanalei. Because I'm more like, why should we keep him 12 months? They both want to get divorced. We're not going to force a divorce. All the Ramban do with this kasha. The Ramban, the Rashbon, the Rosh, how they have to do this kasha closely. It's impossible. It's not right to make a divorce immediately. And maybe they'll kiss and make up. Maybe they'll make up. Give it a chance to make up. You never know. For this reason, the Ramban passed like the Ramban and the Rashbon. And in the case of Mars, why you wait 12 months, or that's not the word 12 months, we assume he meant 12 months. We could say on both sides that nowadays, a couple fights, what do you tell them? perhaps, unfortunately, I'm a man of no experience in my community. Rather having a fight. So how would you say, don't rush the divorce. Wait 12 months. 12 months from when? 12 months from when? From when? When does the clock start to tick? 12 months from when? No, who knows? Oh, you know what that is? What does it really mean? What does it mean? That's all. In the Talmud, she refused to live with him. In the Talmud, the last had relations, you have to wait 12 months before you start putting pressure here together. Until then, maybe there's still a chance we'll go make up. And I found a fascinating comparison, about comparative religion, comparative law, by Goyish law. I'm not kidding, I happened to discover this to a case out of the Torah. Goyish law. There's still, you have to have grounds for divorce in New York State. Used to, when I was a kid, only one ground. One ground for divorce. You know what it was? Adult. Now I don't have grounds anymore. That's the government. But maybe not. I think it's two grounds. But, but there's another ground for divorce today. That's called abandonment. I mean, they didn't live together for 12 months. What happened, I was involved in a case where they had a guest, and the papers filed for civil divorce. It says that they didn't live together for 12 months. Now, I know that it's a lie. I know, because I was passing me the shadows in the last 12 months of this couple. So I mean, well, I know it's simply a lie. So I called the rug. I said, how do you like this? It's a lie. Said, yeah, it doesn't mean anything. I'm just doing it for the, you know, it happens all the time in the court. They wanted to. No fool, they want to get out, they don't want to be they bad, they just swear to you, don't lie. You have to swear to it? Well, we don't swear, we just affirm. So it's only enough information, you're allowed to tell a lie.
Affirm is what?
Didn't
occur?
Whatever it is, that's how it works. It's a standard procedure. Anyway. I guess so. It's known to be a bluff, they don't care. It's just, hold on a second. Oh, 1 second. Well, uncontested divorce. Uncontested, I have other grounds for it. That's what I have to have. Uncontested divorce. I should add, though, we'll get to the very end of the sugya, that the Bach seems to, as quoted by Rabbi Avadja, the Bach seems to say that we may not accept the 12-month thing nowadays. That may, the bottom line may change it before we finish. But so far, based on what we said, you should wait 12 months before you put pressure on the husband, on our caucus, whatever we made stuff earlier, or in the shul, whatever, all kind of stuff. You should wait 12 months before you go into the finish the climax show. Of the Gemara. Kids to the Chazish is Kaz not so severe at all. Yeah. His power was the linchpin of the Rambam Shita was, he claimed, the fact that he forced the man to divorce her in the case of Moris Havad. Once you assume that, you can't use the expression of what? Come on. Of the Imrida by Moris Havad. You can't explain that he keeps 12 months of salvation by Moris Halai. That has forced the Rambam to interpret the entire rest of the sugya by being a Mitzvah. Divorce her? Why? Is she that Nusa? But she's totally blameless. How can you call her a Moris? How can you... She's a bum. You assume the average woman says, Moris Halai, he's a bum. If he's a bum, why should she be starved out for 12 months? Why should we call her a Moresit? She's an Anusa, not a fool. That's a fourth element they learned the whole Hemshah of Sugya by being in the time. The Pashat Shat then, Chazanish, that refers to what? What came right before, which is Moris Halai. Of course, the Chazanish himself conceived and offered the Tosfos against him. Because Tosfos denies Tfiyah Lagev, and they still have shot like the Rambam and the Ram. So that's the Mechavra, though. The whole Kasha, the Kusha, may call it. What would the Rambam have to do with this Kasha? If in fact it's a friend of Moses, why keep him all wild up for 12 months? So maybe they'll make up. It's not nice that she's in this direction, but it's Katak, Lashon of the Magen Mishnah. Fine. This is the issue. So that's it. We have one interesting point of it. What? As far as peace is concerned. Yeah. So therefore what? Now, so what should we do together? You have to hold you to a good and dying. What do you do? Do what you say. No. Bring what?
In.
Aiden! Look at the Pisca children. Pisca children of Osai, very important. Halacha l'maaseh. It's important dollars. Supposed to be, and the last, how much the last few words of the page over here? I'm very hate the Shkan of Osarcha. Hello. Etc. He says, they should stop it. If yes, ha-kosha b'neim. Who toein shesorcha hello? And she says, "La'adam, I'm a wonderful woman. Im nema l'nakos miksubos." It thunders out. The man says, "Yes, I'm ashamed of the divorce, but it's her fault. She behaved improperly." And she says, "I'm perfectly proper." And then, so what are they fighting about? The husband says, "This is your fault. Any gift that I gave you over the last 25 years of our marriage goes back to me." And the wife says, "This is not my fault. Every gift he gave me for the last 25 years belongs to me." They could be finding out tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's all a matter of assigning fault. We don't believe in no fault like New York State. Fault, fault, fault. Who's in fault? Is she at fault or not? And if the suspect, so who wins? What the first rule of the Dinamami? I'm also in Havero. All of a riot. Now wait a minute. Who's voting in Havero over here? Who's voting for whom? She has the money. She has to pay the tzuba. She wanted to pay the tzuba to her. But right now she's holding out all the presents. They all have all the diamonds on her hand. She's going to make sure every with that ring on her hand now. And she sticks with them. And she puts gloves on top. She should be able to grab them away. I mean, she's very careful now. With all of her force is on her hand. Right? Mamish. It's worth $1 million. And she sleeps like this. And he says, give me back. Who wins? Well, she wants a sugar. Take a look at the Pisca children. Yes, sir. Yes, you can. Yes. Because the Gemara says the Perish Nach Nun Dal Rabbin Al. Take a look. Nun Dal Rabbin Al. The Gemara says, my timer. The Akmila Adaika the Megan Kameh, Adaika the Mishka the Lameh from Lord Akmila. He never gave her a present that she should walk away with it. It's for the duration of the marriage. He never expected to die. The Gemara said, that's what I mean. He never did anything. He never expected that she's going to be so bummer. That's going to force him to divorce her because she's a savage. Can I get it in the building now?
Yeah.
Open Sunday also?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Huh?
Cars.
I have a car. I have a regular car. Have a particular car or
any car?
50 cents charge. No. Take out $1,000. Whatever your maximum is, you say, what's the maximum? $500. Pay a 50 cent charge, you get $500. Not the way I'm on the bank. It's left. It's worth it. Oh, that's great. And open all the cars on the Sunday door.
Yeah.
Oh, great. See, tax account for president. Supposed to do it on some Riverdale, so we expect great things to emerge. All right? Respect you. Wow, you found out the new SOI vice president is. Ooh, I didn't find out in shul, there was an announcement made. But we want a special discount for us for the farm sales. We're real Riverdale here. Yeah. Vice president. You don't got that. Ooh, wow. Texture. Anyway, the Chazanish claims that it's not so posh that the Ran is right. There are those who disagree with the Ran. And maybe if she grabs money, we should say, look, she grabbed it, she keeps it because she's, almost made her veil of a right. That's the question. Let's now look at the Beit Shmuel, end of Sif Kutten, Chetz. He says that the only time he sees the word is where the woman grabs it herself. He can't make a shliach. He Sam Egesriya, only the wife has to grab it by herself. No one else is going to work. Now, if the cousin says, he comes up with a very important thing. This is critical. Whenever a marriage takes up, there's fights about the property. Every single time. I'm not talking about millionaires. Calm the household stuff. What's the thing, Tommy? Sip cousin says, the Mechaber, the Ben Shmuel is like this. It says in the Mechaber, the Amen will tell us we shall buy the Kulim. Any gift the cousin got that she doesn't get. Says the Ben Shmuel says, the Vlono Shasholach Lo, the gift he gave him before they were married, he gave the gift. The Chematono Shemitin Nachmas Ovevo Promo B'Shat HaNitzuot. You know, whenever there's a wedding, there will be millions of wedding gifts. What about the wedding gifts of the Chosin Tzad? This happens all the time. Oh, those pots and pans, the husband said they're mine. Why? Because my aunt gave it to us. How it happened to me. My wedding, I still remember distinctly, one of my aunts walked in with, we had a car, another walked with a big box. We had to take it to the wedding. A big box with pots that we still use. That we were very grateful. Pots and pans and stuff. All the way, some fancy, a whole big box, right? And my family. So let's say someone would have to be a circumstance and they're getting divorced. So I said, the man said, what do you mean, pots and pans? They're my pots and pans, my aunt that came from the my side of the family. What's it in? So the says, what's it in? They belong to the husband. Not with Obiv or Provo. Or probably the husband's business, father's business associate, the same thing. But then it came from the cousin's side. Oh, I'm our cop. This is the father gave him a big gift after they were married. It goes back to the husband. We call a husband. The tabat kiddushin. Whoa. What about the engagement? The kiddushin is close to us. What about the diamond ring? Pashtus, does it go back to him? Pashtus go back to him. He never gave her a ring, I'm not. She should walk out in a divorce. So it sounds like all the gifts that he gave her, that he showered upon her in his love for her, and that his family gave her, if she decides she wants a divorce, she has to give it all back. The Iker Hadin. Let's take a look at both sides in the original source, on the Marma Kodesh, no? Simon Sadi Tet. The Simon Sadi Tet, she keeps all the stuff. All the gifts that she got belong to her. That's assuming that he takes the initiative for the divorce. What will happen if he takes the initiative for the divorce? What did he say? What if? That's if he takes it. Because the circle is not an obstacle to fool with anything. What if she took the initiative for the divorce? Moise alive, then what's it in? He gets all the gifts. That's the critical distinction. Be so careful that if you go into a dinterra, a real dinterra will see that it may never happen. Who makes the first move? It's critical. If he makes the first move, he sues for divorce. That's right, they pull about the color of the phone.